Tuesday, February 11th. Note to self. The sweetheart dance is in 3 days. I just loathe shopping for Valentine's cards with Brianna. It's the same drama every single year. But I just gotta have the Princess Sugar Plum Val tea cards, Brianna whined. Mom had dropped Brianna and me off at the main entrance of the mall while she hunted for a parking space. It's Valentine, not Valteen, I grumbled. If I don't get my Princess Sugar Plum cards, I will cry once upon a time in a faraway land forever and ever, the end, she whimpered. Well, unless you want me to drop you off at the mall's lost and found, you'd better not cry forever and ever, I muttered. Anyway, it's just a silly card that kids in your class will throw away the second they open it. So what's the big deal? I grumped. I want my Princess Sugar Plum Valentines now, Brianna cried. We searched for those cruddy Princess Sugar Plum Valentines all afternoon. And 9 stores, 5 tantrums, and 1 migraine headache later, we still hadn't found any. Every single store was sold out. At least the mall was prepared for the onslaught. Sale clerks at every store were strategically stationed by their Valentine's display, holding boxes of tissues for the kids who burst into tears once they found out that the Princess Sugar Plum Valentine's Day cards were all sold out. It was totally disgusting how most of the stores had taken complete advantage of the situation and set up huge displays with other Princess Sugar Plum products. It was quite obvious they were hoping the traumatized little brats would buy an assortment of the 49 other Princess Sugar Plum products instead. There was Princess Sugar Plum bubble bath, body lotion, shampoo, toothpaste, vitamins, band-aids, candy, pretend glitter makeup, bubble gum, cereal, breakfast bars, peanut butter, dolls, board games, fashions, dog food, etc. Basically, you name it, they had it. Somewhere on a remote island, there's probably a secret factory where fat little purple elves with pointy little shoes, sugar plum hair, and creepy beady little eyes crank out Princess Sugar Plum junk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Kind of like that Willy Wonka guy in his chocolate factory. Of course, when Brianna didn't find the Princess Sugar Plum Valentines, she quickly morphed into a wailing, slobbering, snot-nosed wreck. But what I couldn't figure out was how the sales clerk could be so calm and peaceful in the midst of total chaos. There were little girls crying, screaming, yelling, screeching, shrieking, and squealing everywhere. How could they just stand there smiling calmly through all of that high-pitched, eardrum-shattering noise while a couple 105-year-olds threw simultaneous tantrums? I was impressed. Until I saw their secret weapon. Earplugs! Yes! Those sneaky little scoundrels! The clerks were all wearing earplugs to protect their hearing and their sanity. Well, I want Princess Sugar Plum Valentines! Anyway, Mom and I were exhausted from shopping, and Brianna was an emotional basket case. In the car on the way home, I came up with a brilliant idea. Brianna, what do you think about me making your Princess Sugar Plum Valentines instead? I'm a pretty decent artist, and I'm sure you'd love them. Brianna immediately stopped crying and looked at me suspiciously like I was trying to sell her some swampland in Florida. Really cheap. But if you make them, they won't be real Princess Sugar Plum Valentine cards, she sulked. That's when Mom winked at me. Brianna, dear, I have a wonderful idea. How about while Nikki is making your cards, you can eat a big, yummy bowl of Princess Sugar Plum cereal for dinner? Brianna's eyes lit up. Princess Sugar Plum cereal? For dinner? would be fun, she giggled. But suddenly Brianna's mood darkened, and she started to pout again.
But, Mom, I just ate the last bowl of Prince's Sugar Plum cereal this morning, and we don't have any more milk, she cried pitifully.
Mom quickly spun the car around by doing a U-turn right in the middle of the street as I held on for dear life.
Screech!
That was our tires.
Then, we'll just stop at the grocery store and you and Nikki can run in and get some cereal milk. How does that sound?
Mom asked cheerfully.
Well, okay, I guess,
Brianna sniffed glumly. Once we were inside the store, I held Brianna's hand so she wouldn't wander off or get into any trouble. Then we headed for the cereal aisle.
Let's see, I muttered to myself as I tapped my chin.
Princess Sugar Plum cereal with Tutti Frutti marshmallows. Princess Sugar Plum cereal with Princess Fairy Dust. Princess Sugar Plum cereal with glitter sprinkles, and finally Princess Sugar Plum cereal with a free mini glow-in-the-dark tiara.
There were so many choices, I couldn't make up my mind.
Brianna, which cereal do you want? I asked as I turned around. That's when I discovered she had disappeared into thin air. Although it wasn't the first time. I broke into a cold sweat as memories of the time I lost Brianna at the Nutcracker Ballet flooded into my brain.
No, not again,
I shrieked as I frantically ran down the aisle.
Brianna!
Suddenly I spotted her. She had stacked a pile of assorted grocery items on the floor and climbed up on top of them. Then balancing dangerously on her tippy toes, she was reaching desperately for an item on the top shelf of a big, colorful display.
Princess Sugar Plum Valentine's. This is what happened. OMG, Brianna! Get down from there before you... Whoa! Ah! Nikki, thanks for catching me. That was fun.
Help me. Well, there was good news and bad news. The good news was that Brianna wasn't hurt. The bad news was that it felt like I had busted my spleen or something. Or maybe it was just that Brianna had kicked me in my gut with her chunky Princess Sugar Plum snow boot when she landed on top of me. In any event, the annual quest to find Princess Sugar Plum Valentine's was finally over. And I had managed to survive yet another year. With only a busted spleen. Woohoo!